Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Philadelphia is one step closer to joining the growing number of cities that are banning plastic bags. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports a city council committee advanced a bill today that would prohibit retail stores from providing them.
A plastic bag ban is hardly revolutionary at this point when 200 municipalities have passed them. But to get the bill through committee, its sponsor, Mark Squilla, had to remove a section that would allow stores to provide reusable bags for a 15-cent fee. Both his colleagues and the Kenney administration felt that would not work with the city's high poverty rate. With or without the fee, support for the ban was overwhelming, from city officials and environmentalists to neighborhood activists such as Charita Morales.
We have more plastic bags flying all over my neighborhood than birds.
The city's litter czar, Nick Esposito, summoned sobering facts to support the ban: that Philadelphia uses a billion bags annually, that more than a ton are fished out of the city's waterways each year, and they're the fifth most littered item behind other single-use plastics, which he predicts will be the subject of a future discussion.
It's a worldwide conversation that we have to have if we want to continue to live on a clean, nice planet.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.